Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Millicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hello and welcome. I am your host for this week, Melanie Mead, on the Joy of Business radio show. And I'm going to talk about being selfish. Now, it might sound a little bit hard or harsh or whatever way you want to word it, but this episode's about stop being selfish. Now, admittedly, I've been doing the same thing. And what does that have to do with business? Well, yesterday I was on the road for business and I was traveling and I get to meet some extremely interesting and fascinating and extremely talented people. I get to pick their brains, I get to talk to them, and I got speaking to somebody yesterday who's very good at what they do, super smart, very successful, an entrepreneur at a young age, and did some amazing things. But like a lot of us in life, we kind of hit these crossroads, bumps on the roads. And I had that myself at one stage a couple of years ago when I was in my day job, when I worked in local government, and I just felt there was a different possibility. And I wasn't sure what to do next. So the conversation I had yesterday with this person, and I won't name them because I don't know I'm talking about them, but they actually did inspire me to have this conversation with you, because I have been selfish. They have been selfish. And I don't want you to feel bad on this radio show, but you might be selfish too. And what am I talking about? Well, this person I was talking to was saying they felt there was something else possible. Now, they have huge success in what they do. My story, not so much. I felt like it was a run-of-the-mill job. I knew something was greater. But what it does show me is, no matter how successful or ordinary you want to call yourself, you think you are with your everyday job, a lot of us come across the same kind of crossroads and bumps in the roads and questions and doubts that we ask ourselves, and where we actually start to wonder, is there something else out there? So when this person was explaining to me what they were looking to do and how they felt it should look like, and I was coming up with different suggestions. I've seen their work firsthand. It has created a lot for people in business locally. And I just looked at him and I said, you know, are you being selfish? And he kind of double took. He's like, what kind of questions to ask? And I said, if you just run with me for a second and go with your first answer, what you get? And he said, I don't completely get where you're going with this, but I get a yes. And I was like, yeah. And what I just said to him was, and I said, look, this is true for me, so I'm going to speak for myself here, was when we keep information to ourselves, when we don't share that gift or that talent or that thing that we know with people who are asking for it, we're being selfish. We're being selfish when we're being shy about it or coy about it, when we're not acknowledging it, or we're almost apologetic when we share it. And keeping that to ourselves is actually being selfish. Now, it doesn't mean that you quit your job and you go out there and you stand on your street corner and you start shouting out loud about what you're good at or trying to make people hear you. It's just that acknowledgement. Hey, look, me, I'm going to speak for myself here. I've been selfish. It has not been the easiest thing to show up in the world with the stuff that I know, with the way that I know it. A lot of the time, when you naturally be something, you just can't see it. It is just so normal to you. So if you just took a moment, I'm getting very excited. If you just took a moment right now and actually looked at what was easy for you, what is that? Now, it's not always the easiest question to answer. So I'm going to give you a few hints as to how to look at maybe what you're actually really, really good at that nobody else can do quite like you. First of all, when people ask you a question and they're asking you for information and you find yourself explaining it and they don't understand it or they need to know more, that is something you know that they don't. Another very obvious one would be, you don't explain it because you think they should know it. It is so obvious. You're looking at them going, seriously, this is so obvious. Why aren't you doing it? So you think like they either, they're a little bit silly or they're not thinking properly. It's actually just they don't see it the way that you do. Like, and that's the unique gift. So I work in social media. A lot of people work in social media. I know people that work in finance. A lot of people work in finance. I know a lot of people that run businesses. A lot of people run businesses. None of them really do it the same. And when I look at social media, and when I want to educate myself, I know who to go to. I know the people that are talking about the things that I would like to know more about. If I have a question, I know who I'd like to ask. It's the same with money and finance. I know people that are good in particular different areas in finance or in how to run a business or in how to manage staff. Or I don't know, like some people are great chefs. You know, some better pastry. Other people are better at, I really don't know much about food, so you catch where I'm going with this. Basically, what I'm trying to say is when you look out into the world, you can see the difference of everyone. You can see what people are particularly good at, like you have a preference for a hairdresser. But can you actually see it in you? And let's flip the coin here for a second and look at it the other way. When you've told somebody they're good at something, pretty much majority of them very rarely go, oh yeah, I know. They go, really? You think that was good? You think that was helpful that I helped you? And a lot of the time people help us and we don't tell them. So they're walking around not even knowing that they're good at stuff. Meanwhile, we're thinking they're amazing and they're awesome. And that's kind of where I'm going with the selfish thing. I hope that makes sense to you. I really do. Because we're so naturally good at things, we're not even sure we're doing it. So don't beat yourself up if you've been selfish, but maybe today's the day that we just collectively get together here and just acknowledge that maybe there is something we are good at that nobody can do quite like us. And a lot of the time in Joy of Business classes, in Business Done Different classes in particular, you'll hear people ask, I don't know like what to do. I would love to be more creative. I would love to create something different. I feel like I need a break from my day job. I don't know what to do. And it's the one thing that you're good at that nobody else is the thing that will make you money. Now, let's be fair, I will not pigeonhole you at one thing. That can be quite boring, but it's just a starting point. What I find is once you kind of tap that creativity that you are, that knowledge that you have, that place that kind of really gets you going when you start playing in that arena, has a domino effect. And for me personally, it changed my life and it changed my business once I opened up to it. And it really did have a domino effect. I remember I was being asked when I was being taken onto a team, what is it you like to do? Like, what is it that sparks you up? Now, I've had a bit of experience at exploring what worked for me at the time. So it wasn't like a stone cold question where I couldn't answer it. I'd started to get a feel for it. And I said, bottom line, I love sharing information with the world. I am exposed to a business, to the tools of access consciousness. I work with these people. I work in their social media. I see all their articles. I attend live events. I see all the brilliant things that they are doing. And I get that this is something the world needs more of. And I want to be a part of sharing that. And that was kind of it in a nutshell. And at the time, I had taught myself how to do things like graphics and cut sound clips and use Facebook. And trust me, there was a stage I had no idea how to use it as a, in a business capacity. And I had to pretty much scare myself into go learning it. I thought I needed to do this big, huge course to actually just learn how to schedule a post. You don't. It's really not that hard. But what I did start to do was get a feel for the way information is shared, the way it's communicated, the way things are, information is put out into the world, and the way other people talk about it, the way other people connect with other people, and how things are created. And it opened up a whole other different world of possibilities to me. And then over the years, I said yes to various different things that actually built upon that. But what I actually found at the start was this spark of life came back into my world where I was more curious. I was looking close at a couple of different areas and topics, educating myself and looking at the way that I like to do it, which gave me this real sense of adventure to actually go and look at other stuff, that I wasn't going to be like a one-trick pony. I wasn't going to be good at just one thing, because it can get boring. Or what I found with particular things, I liked to take it so far, and then I kind of went in a different direction. Because technically at the start, if you were to judge by the way that I originally kind of came out of the traps and created my own business, you think I might have been like a designer. And I have a really good eye for design and for graphics and for images and for the way things look and sound and a feel for stuff. But I actually prefer other people's work to mine. And when I still do it, I still like doing it. But I do get that there's people far better than me out there. But what I did start to notice was the nuances in the way that I played with things. So once I didn't pigeonhole myself in that one thing with images and graphics, which I still do, but not as probably the breadth and depth to where I laugh when I say it, like people with a proper design business. But it's true, people that do design full time, I just take it to different places. But it's having that flexibility. But literally, if you look at one thing that you can do in a way that's different to everyone else, for some people it's going to be better because it's their taste. This is where your creativity, your enthusiasm, your whatever you want to call it, starts to unlock, because you are doing it for the fun of it. You're doing it every day anyway, whether you know it or not. But if you just look at it today and acknowledge it, it might take you on a completely different adventure. So being selfish, step one, wasn't so hard. Let's see what we come up with after the break. See if I can challenge you a little more. Talk to them.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
And welcome back. Thank you for joining me for the second part of this week's Joy of Business radio show, where I'm giving you, and I'm joking, I know, a tough talk on stop being selfish. I'm going to sit you down. I'm talking to myself here too. Trust me, I'm including myself in the conversation about being selfish and not sharing what it is that's unique to you with the world, with everyone else. But the next thing I'm going to talk about is, so you've got that warm and fuzzy feeling, you know something far better is out there, like you have this creative capacity that you know is there and you can't find it. We've just talked about just one simple way to play with that, and a couple of ways to maybe kind of poke the bear there and actually see where it is. The next thing is, and I'm using this conversation I had with somebody yesterday as a guide, like they knew where they were taking things now. They'd gone on that journey, and back when I was starting my business, I was a little greener. I hadn't like become highly accomplished or whatever. I literally started from scratch. But what I found, him who was extremely successful in what he's doing and is just looking for, there's this thing that's missing in his life. And for me, when I was starting from scratch, not really knowing who I was or exactly where my business was going or what it was going to look like, when I spoke to him, and this is a talk I had with myself too, is, what have you decided it's going to be? What have you decided it's going to look like, has to look like, sound like, has the way it has to be put out into the world, the way it has to look, the way people are doing it in order for you to at least be able to show up as that and succeed? And I would literally throw it out the window. Because as I said before, I started with graphics and images, but I moved into other areas rapidly, like rapidly. And one of the things I learned about myself is I can get extremely detailed on things and then go pull right back out into an overview. And it was the overview part I noticed other people weren't always able to do it like I did it. Now, there are people that I know have great overviews and stuff, and they just do it in a different way. But I thought everyone could do this, that this was normal. And this is just how it was done. And then I felt the need to like educate myself so I could be up there with these marketers or these social media digital kind of strategists and all these different kind of things to kind of say, look, okay, if I speak to them, I don't sound like a total and utter complete fraud. And that wasn't an entirely the correct way to look at creating your business and your life. I have educated myself a lot. I educated myself from the desire to know more. And this little area where I kept judging myself was this little thing that was catching me every time when it came to like showing up and sharing even more. Because I was like, well, I'm pretty sure somebody else could talk about it better than I can. Which wasn't entirely true. So as much as getting out there, getting curious and playing with it, knowing that you have this unique way of speaking or communicating or conveying is really important. And then add to the secret sauce of what we got on the first part of the radio show of the things that you find easy for you. And if I'd stuck with the decision that I'd make a great designer, I would be doing a very, very different job right now. I might have been absolutely amazing at it, or I might have maxed out on my creative capacity and kind of flatlined on it and became a good designer. But where I felt the next step for me, in all honesty, it's like the journey is never over. People talk about finding your path and, you know, getting to that place where you have fulfillment and being authentic. And it's like, you're living that every single moment of every single day. No matter how dissatisfied you are today with everything, trust me, you've got it in you. You do not have to go find it. It is there. Sometimes we just got to acknowledge it, poke the bear a little bit, bring it up, and get that kind of generative energy going again. When we are in that kind of creation mode, where we feel there's some kind of momentum to it, you're over your writer's block or your whatever people get these days, like when you're uninspired or whatever. And with a lot of businesses, and I've said this if you've listened to radio shows before, but a lot of the things that are revolutionary or new, like they never existed before. So if you're going to decide what your business looks like today or how you're going to create business, like a very common example is you just jack in your day job and you go create something else. Like a lot of people where businesses don't work out there because they didn't really kind of, you know, nurture it or give it a chance. It was kind of all or nothing. Works for a few and not for everyone. But this is where you have to really ask questions on what's going to work for you. And this is where if you're going to stop being selfish and you're going to share your gifts with the world and you're going to create a business or just basically be more of it unapologetically, we have to stop looking at the way it's going to be and how it has to show up. And for me, one of the most challenging parts was when I had to write things like bios or descriptions for stuff, or, you know, when I use air quotes when I say this, sell myself. It was kind of a weird place to be for me because I was kind of confused. I was like, well, I just kind of do this thing. I get up every day and, you know, I might turn on my laptop or pick up my phone and talk to someone, but it was just natural. I was just going for it. And for me, there's this true spirit of curiosity. So I was never going to know enough anyway. But once I started to acknowledge all these parts of my life where I could see that, where I was like, okay, so it's not wrong to not know everything. Curiosity is the gift that actually got me into these places, and why would I just stop being curious because I've now created a business? You know what I mean? It keeps growing and evolving and changing. And as much as I have changed my life, and as much as I have changed my business, I'm doing something completely different to what I was doing in my day job before. And as it continues to grow and evolve and morph, I get more of myself. I see more of maybe where I hold back or where, you know, maybe I'm not fully being myself. And they're the areas I want to go into. Because being selfish is denying the world, but it's also denying yourself of you. Like, how cruel is that? I'm sure we've all had experiences in life where somebody said, you know, shut up, sit down, don't do that. You're too intimidating, you're too intense, you're too loud, you're too smart. Nobody understands you. Like, this negative talk. And it's not pleasant. It's probably the first place where a lot of us go to shut ourselves down and say, look, you know, I'm not going to do it. It's not worth the hassle. And now picture yourself sitting down, watching somebody say that to somebody else. I'm pretty sure your heart would go out to the other person. Like, you'd be kind of going, that's pretty much out of order. This isn't a way to nurture and cultivate and grow confidence and knowledge and businesses and everything else. And I'm sure at this stage we've all heard about the science of plants, where the scientists nurtured plants and shouted at plants and what grew and what didn't. So this is where we come out of conclusion, just like I spoke a few minutes ago, and we go into question. And question has that element of curiosity to it. And for me, curiosity was my biggest gift, because it was always, what's this? Where does this go? How does this work? What's this person saying about it? What's that person saying about it? And then, what do I know? What do I know? And then actually going and exploring it and playing in that arena. Now, there's millions of questions I can share with you today. But what do I know that no one else knows? Could be a good one. And approach it from that space of curiosity. People always laugh at me. I was just curious my whole life. Maybe not always out loud, but in my head. When I love observing. I would sit back and I would watch things or whatever. And when I started kind of playing around on Instagram or sharing pictures years ago, I remember my sister showed me the app, and I wasn't even working, like even working in social media, I wasn't even in my world. And I came up with this hashtag Melanie in Wonderland, because I felt a little like Alice in Wonderland, never quite fit in, always in like this place of like where things looked different or confusing or whatever. But what I did then is I got curious and I really started to play and explore in these areas. And like at this stage, like my brother would still laugh. He'd be like, oh yeah, Melanie in Wonderland. But it's true. Everything's an adventure. It took on a whole different meaning. It wasn't about being awkward and different and not knowing where you fit. It's about celebrating that you don't fit, that you have a curiosity. And the thing is why keep it to yourself? Find a way to express it. Put it out there into the world in whatever shape or form works for what it is that you enjoy to do. And you're not competing with anyone. You're not trying to be better than anyone. You're just trying to be your best you. So if you were to stop being selfish today, you'd stop denying yourself that place where it brings us joy to go create and get curious. And you'd also stop denying other people being around someone that has that much joy and enthusiasm in their lives for creating. And that in itself is inspiring, let alone the gift that you're going to bring to the table that will change other people's lives. Ta-da! So we're halfway through the show now. So I'll talk to you on the other side of Stop Being Selfish.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up. Go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check up your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
And welcome back. You're with me, Melanie Mead, the Joy of Business Certified Facilitator. And actually, admittedly, my very first Joy of Business class, I did not have a business, but I did have a knowing that I had to be at that class. And it did change a lot of the points of view of the way that I saw myself. I thought that you had to be a really good connector in order to have a business. And I judged myself so hard for that. By the end of that class, I was pretty much over it. And I actually knew how to work the tools and actually maybe ways to get creative and get out there and actually doing what I love. And just to take you back to that time in my life, I saw what other people were creating and they made it appear to be extremely successful and fruitful, and it was like the way to go. And I saw other people like replicating what they were doing, kind of going, look, I'm as successful as you and look at what we're doing. And I felt so out of place, because I knew if I was to do that route, to take that roadmap or that blueprint or that method or that way that they thought was business was done, I was going to fail miserably. And it was largely back to being not the strongest connector. I can talk to people I know who's a good fit for who, but you know, those social butterflies that go into a room and talk to everyone, not always my best gig, not my sweet spot. It's not where I thrive. I'm a creator through and through. I know how to move really well. And although I can connect, it's that social butterfly part, not really my thing. It's not where I would be at my best. If you catch me doing that, you're catching me on a really rare day. And I often wondered, would I actually get to that place where I knew something else was possible? And yesterday at lunch, when I was talking to this person about where they wanted to take their business or how they felt it should go, there was a moment I thought maybe they were disregarding everything they created up until now. And like, I know where they want to go next. They really want to pack a punch in what they're doing. They want this like dynamic change, and I don't doubt for a second that that's something that they can create really, really, really well. They're so good at what they do, and they're an all-in kind of person. But when I asked them that question, are you being selfish, and they said yes. Now, they don't use the tools of access consciousness, which in Joy of Business we use a lot, and he did think I was a bit strange asking that question, but he did go with it, yes. But he knew there was parts that he felt he had to hold back in order to get this other kind of perspective on business or this way he wanted to move in business. And I was like, could you hire somebody to help you? It doesn't have to look like the way everyone else's does, you know? And I get a large part of what was going on there. For a lot of people, it's not specific to him, is being very busy and overwhelmed. Like a lot of us could be parents. A lot of us are holding down full-time jobs, you know, various different things that will go on in life where if you add another thing to your plate, you're like, oh my God, this isn't going to work because I can't do that. I'm stretched too thin. And I said, could you add somebody to do X, Y, and Z? And like I started deconstructing the reasons that it couldn't be done and maybe looking at the possibilities. And that's where I came up with the question, are you being selfish? Are you not, you know, are you stuck in this moment where you're not going to go, okay, let's actually look at all of it, rather than looking at this one thing that you really want to create, but you know all the reasons you shouldn't and the reasons things won't work out. And I've been there myself. And full disclosure or whatever, like, I'm about 2.5 years into running my own business, and the only way was up from the start. It just skyrocketed. I got into positions and places and worked with people that were extremely dynamic. I mean, people could spend years trying to get a level of expertise or whatever to get into some of the areas I was in. And my desire to contribute was a huge factor to that. Like, there was a stage I just kept going. So even though I might have judged myself as the worst connector in the world, I was well able to get myself work, no problem. Now, I did come across some stuff along the way where people didn't always get where I was coming from, but I was still able to grow my business. And some people might get it eventually, or some people will never get it and go, I don't know what she was doing. That's actually cool. And that's where you have to keep going and trusting yourself and asking questions. Because being selfish there is also stopping because somebody else doesn't understand. Now, it's not about proving them wrong, and it's not about fighting the situation to make it right. It actually really just is an interesting point of view. You know, you might not be for them. They might not see where you're going with something. They might just not understand. That's absolutely fine. Move on. Not everyone is going to get it. But there was a part for me where, through using the tools of Access Consciousness and Joy of Business and becoming a certified facilitator and a JCF. So what I'd done was I'd taken all the classes and got certified to actually facilitate and run my own classes, run a foundation class, run a 3-day Business Done Different masterclass. And that was a whole other area I'd stretched myself into, where my connector thing came up again. I was like, oh no, how is this going to work? How am I actually going to get out there now and actually facilitate these classes to people that actually want to hear it, that I'm not just talking to the wall? And why would people want to come to see me anyway? What do I have to give? And there's a part where I just started. You run with stuff. You just kind of go, it's okay. It might be a little messy for a while, or I might not entirely sure how to pull it together, because I've worked on big teams that work on big events. And then I was going to have to do something on a smaller scale, but similar for me, and to have people contribute to my business and be a part of that creation. And I'm like, oh man, this is a whole other level of stretching myself. But I actually really love facilitating those classes. I really love sharing tools and having conversations with people and exploring stuff. So to a degree, it was right up my street. And how selfish would I be not sharing what I know, love and enjoy with people that are actually asking for my information and my awareness, and also actually willing to come to a class and pay and sit there for a few days and explore it? How selfish would I be if I did not show up in the world and actually give that what people were actually looking for? That I wasn't like making people hear me or screaming on the street corner saying, hey, you all have to listen to what I'm talking about, it's the best thing ever. People were naturally asking me. Now, if I decided that was too much or I couldn't do it or X, Y, and Z, I would just shut it down and walk away. And how selfish is that? I think you get the gist of what I'm saying right now. The selfishness is that toughness you are on you. Everywhere you're holding yourself back, and everywhere you're actually not acknowledging the gift you are already. This isn't about finding and cultivating your gift. It can grow, it can diverse, it can do everything. Like, that's cool, that's given, right? That's not a problem. A lot of the times it's when we're in that place where we don't acknowledge that we are good. Like the gift of being a mother, like, that's an unpaid job. But at the same time, you being, and I know people like great mothers, and I know some people that are just brilliant at, say, with young kids. They just, I mean, I'd like to think I was a good mother to my son when he was small. I just see people that think of things that I would never think of. My mother is one of them. I watch her play with my when my son was small and my nieces. And she'll come up with ideas for them that I was like, I would never think of that. But that's something that's very unique to her. It's something she's very good at. It doesn't mean I was a terrible mother, but she has skills and capacities that are just far more creative than what I have. And lucky for me, she's in my life. So my kid and my nieces actually get to experience that, the gift that she is, the way that she can be with those particular things and just the way she naturally is. And what if today was the day that you just threw your hands up, knowing that something far greater was available to you out in the world, and you just gave in to your brilliance? And don't try to define it, but just give in to it. Just pat yourself on the back, give yourself a minute. Give in to the fact that you might actually possibly be brilliant at something. In all truth, everyone has something to give. But they also have the choice of whether they use it or they hide it. And generally speaking, hiding it doesn't even feel so good in your body. It builds up stress and irritation or fatigue, all these different kind of things. So what are you hiding and suppressing? And being very, very selfish, keeping it all locked up. Never mind right now not sharing it with the world. It's actually not sharing it with you. To me, brilliance is undefinable. It's the one thing I'm actually really, really good at in my job. It helps that I work with really, really brilliant people. But I look at them and I can kind of pull parts of what they're doing and creating. And this is the way, it's the way we extrapolate. So we extrapolate content. We make sure that, you know, the articles are getting to the right places, that the audios are being heard, that the podcasts are being out there. I have such a joy just watching people work. And I primarily work in what we would call the personal development arena. Like, watching these guys work is inspiring. And the person I was talking to yesterday, similar and different, let's say. But I could see their sweet spots, their brilliance. And it's not descriptive, but it is a place where you get to go in and play and create something with it. And you find a theme. There can be a theme or several. So I'll talk to you about that after the break.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoyofbusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
And welcome back to the final part of this week's Joy of Business radio show, all about stop being selfish. I know I feel like such a mom when you say that, and I kind of joke saying it's like a tough talk or whatever. It's really not. It's just one of those honest conversations you end up having with yourself at the end of the day. And sometimes you just have to laugh at life and just realize, hey, hang on a second. Like, there's so much more available. And while the ad break was on there, I was thinking, like, right now where I'm at in my life and my business, I'm looking at new things. I suppose it's natural to always be stretched out of your comfort zone, or things get extremely boring. But what I chose before to create the business that I currently have was also something that completely stretched me out of my comfort zone. So it's like you go through these phases of stretching yourself and exploring something new. And I'll tell you what I'm currently creating, where I'm at. And it was partly my curious mind got me into this spot of bother where now I seem to be learning new things and having to come up with the goods fast and, you know, kind of get things together and create stuff, because I got really curious about how particular things were done. So it basically kind of forced me to get myself together and, you know, put my actual own facilitating business out there. I have enough work to keep me busy any day of the week, and this is something I really wanted to add to my business. But what I found with this was, obviously, I love everything that I do, and all the other jobs were coming first. So prioritizing the new project that I'm working on, which is something exclusively kind of to my business, it's not about working with other people's social media or their businesses as such, was new. So what I did was I signed up to this course to learn new stuff and figure out new ways of doing things or whatever. And a part of it was I actually had to get the back end of my business together. So I needed a website. I needed, like, you know, your freebie opt-in. And then I was going to start pulling this, like, video series together to, you know, kind of get things going and see how it all went out into the world. And, you know, it was kind of the push that I needed anyway to get it out there, to, you know, start sharing it. And it's literally within hours of being ready to actually kind of move to phase two, let's say. So phase one was the opt-in. It was the value that I wanted to give people. It was that starting point of the conversation. It was like, no matter what I talked about at the moment, that is not forever, but like I can this was something I could give you at the end of it, where, you know, it was a valuable bit of information. So I really had to look at what I would like to talk to the world about, what I'd like to share. And this was a new part of me kind of, you know, not being selfish and really, you know, going, okay, I really have to put it together. Because, like, you sit down and you talk with me, I can talk all day long. And I talked all the way through this radio show. It's absolutely cool. I had something I wanted to say and I said it. But there's something about kind of putting stuff in a particular format sometimes that just muddles my brain. And I was like, what am I going to say? Is it going to be clear? Is it going to, like, and all these different things came in. And then I was like, just start. So one day I was in the shower washing my hair, which seems to be one of the best places I get ideas. And I came up with this concept, let's say, and I ran it by a few people. They thought it was a good idea, and they're like, oh, that's really cool, actually, you know, go for it. And I was like, all right, okay. So I started putting it together, and I was kind of putting it off, and then I was sorting out my website, and I was fixing bits and pieces of it, and I needed to go here, and I was still kind of, you know, doing the opt-in, but I was like, oh, whatever, what format would I like it in? And actually, audio was the part that was always popping for me to create it in. So I think it was maybe 10 days or so ago, or less, I just literally recorded myself talking. I kind of had a few points kind of talked to the points and I just recorded it. And then I got it transcribed and I looked back and I was just kind of, you know, if I was repeating myself or anything, just to make sure it was like really valuable content. And there felt like there was this thing, just a little bit off, just this thing missing, like from it or whatever. And I was also kind of missing the title. I was kind of like trying to bring the concept together into a cohesive one-liner. So yesterday when I was at lunch, this person I started talking about at the start of the radio show, I was just very briefly explaining. I said, look, I'm a real yes, no person. Like, yes, no. Easy peasy. Like, that's something I'm really good at. It's a story for another day. I will do another radio show about it. It's a large part of the way I ended up creating my business. It boiled down to yes, no. And he was intrigued by it. And that's when the conversation came up when I said to him, are you being selfish? And he said, yes. And I was like, cool, you know. And we were laughing about it. But he gave me his take. I said, look, I can actually, and letting the cat out of the bag, it's nearly ready, not enough to launch right now. But I can actually show you three ways to get really clear on the yes, no thing. It's three tools that I use that I literally can do. Like, I'll talk you through it on the audio, but I do it super fast now. And sometimes I might take a little bit more time just to sit down and get the energy of it or whatever. But like, it's so quick in my world right now. It's something I do really quickly. So it's getting really clear on your yes. So I was like, what would you call it? What do you think? And basically he said what he thought about it. And I was like, awesome. I love it. Cool. And then I was walking back to the car and I added another bit on. And I was like, okay, this is it. Like, I cannot wait or procrastinate anymore. So trust me, once this radio show is over and done, within a week or less, I will have an opt-in on my website that is ready to go. Now, people churn this stuff out every day of the week. It was a big deal to me to actually put this together. It was to kind of, I actually had to look at the value of the information that I had to share and also get that it's not for everyone. This might not be everyone's cup of tea. I'm not going to share it with thousands of people and people come back with glowing reports. It is what it is. But by yesterday, now that I have the audio and the bits to put together and just a couple of bits and pieces just to tie up the loose ends and get it up onto the website and stuff, there's one or two bits I need to finish recording. It's a yes, it's a go. Does not mean that my yes is perfect, but you really have to start somewhere. And you'll only get a really good feel for yourself and what you like to create by actually starting and making a choice. Now, this isn't the first time I'm starting and making a choice and putting something out there. I've done it before in various shapes and guises and different ways. But I'm revisiting it again and it brings up stuff. And I have the tools and I have the awareness and I know what I'd like to create in the world. I'm quite organic sometimes in the way that I create. Like, I can plan things. There's an element of strategy to what I do. That's not a problem. One of the meetings we had yesterday, one of the people I was going into one of the meetings with, there's like, what do you want on the agenda? And I personally knew that this particular meeting we were heading into, I was like, nothing. I just want to show up and say hi. Like, I want to talk and engage with them. We had another meeting after that where I knew what I wanted to ask because it was a different style of meeting. Picking their brain on stuff and breaking stuff down and seeing where things could go. And I knew what I wanted to show them and what I wanted them to look at and the questions that I had. And there's like, I can be really in the zone with the way I'd like to create. But creating this opt-in for the website that was like, it's free, but it's a product, it's a bit of value to share with people, kind of got me being a little bit selfish and keeping it to myself. And then, of course, you think, oh, maybe it'd be no good to people, or they mightn't think it's great. But the gift of having that conversation yesterday was he was intrigued. And the thing is, if you change one person's world with the information that you have, like, you have no idea the knock-on effect that creates. So there is that part of just getting started and stop being selfish. Stop keeping this even from yourself. Because you start exploring places that you've never got to play in before, even for yourself. And trust me, this is joy of business. It is contagious. It's not even like you will, like, I'm a lot happier creating my business because I'm creating it almost on my terms, as such, if you want to put it that way, for the lack of a better word, like, I really get to choose the arenas I want to play in, what I'd like to create. And if I don't show up somewhere, I know what gets created, what's occurs, you know what I mean? Like, I'll get up and I'll work, like, I have bills to pay, you know, there's money there too. But it's actually that enthusiasm and the curiosity and that joy I get up every day to create something. New things are shown to me all the time. Like, my business is getting to a point where I remember when I first started, I had to pay for a Zoom account just to do meetings and stuff because the free Zoom offer wasn't working for me anymore. And it was like $15 or $20 a month or something. And I was like, oh, I have to, you know, start paying bills for my business. But now I'm actually going to have to start paying people to contribute to my business. I never thought I'd be in that situation. It's a whole new arena, but it's an area I get to play in. And I work with people's businesses. I work on social media, on strategy, on vision, on leadership, on growth, the best way that I know how. And some of it I learned the hard way. And when I say that, I absolutely judged the crap out of myself because I thought other people were brilliant. But I started to see I have a particular clarity that not everybody else has. But mix my gift with somebody else's brilliance and gift, you got amazing packages coming together. A meeting of minds, a meeting of business people, a meeting of creators and movers and connectors, where together we create something really brilliant. But stop holding back and being selfish and get it out there into the world. That's it for today. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, bye-bye.